right, babe, let's get down to business. I want to kiss you.
What?
No, I want to kiss you. Your lips. I want to wrap my big fluffy kitsune tail around you. I want to have my paws on your back, and I want you to put those sweet, delicate little puckered lips on mine, and I would like to taste your lips. I would love the feeling of your face next to mine while I hold you as tightly as possible, to the point where I'm wondering if I'm going to shatter your ribcage.
Hmm?
Oh, I guess you could say I'm a little forward, couldn't you? Sorry, I'm not so sorry about that. I have been absolutely staring at you for the longest time. Okay, so it's been about 5 minutes, but okay, listen here, it's felt like an eternity. The moment you rounded that corner and you went over there to grab the... What do you mean, what am I doing here? I'm Sarah's friend. Sarah? Yeah, I'm guessing she's a mutual friend of yours, too. Yeah, anyways, so I'm guessing you're coming for her party? Yeah, I came a little bit earlier to help her set up. What are you helping her with, like the sound or her computer or some stuff? Yeah, no, she wanted to set up her own little DJ booth, but she's not very technologically savvy, and I'm all thumbs with that stuff sometimes, so I told her she needed to find someone else to do it that. And I know she's got some cute little nerd boyfriends, and I was sure she'd get me a nice shy one that would not expect me to be so brazen and forward, but I love nothing more to... Yeah, it's a collar. Not a lot to wear it. It's disarming for most people. They think, oh, there's no way she's so sweet now she's wearing that collar. She's probably very, obedient, but that'll never be a way. That is actually it's not a way to describe me at all. In fact, I quite like to tell people exactly what I want from them. People just like you. So, why don't we skip all of that silliness and get down to brass tacks? I want to do nothing but make out with you, right here on this couch. Well, who cares if Sarah sees? I hate to be the one to tell you, but Sarah has seen people kiss him before. In fact, as one of her really good friends, actually, you're one of her friends too. You should know damn good and well she's known for puckering up from time to time. Speaking about puckering, why don't you get over here and we get this taken care of? No? What? What are you so scared of? No, that's so sweet. I understand that completely. You just don't want to see yourself have this moment of physical intimacy and then have it be fleeting and whatnot. I get it. No. I understand wanting real human connection, not just something that's scratching a physical itch. What if I told you that I am massively attracted to you? I mean, we could go the traditional route of going on a few dates and seeing if we have that magnetic pull to get closer to each other and have our skin maybe touch briefly, like maybe reach for the same thing on complete accident, total accident, not contrived whatsoever. Maybe we could watch a movie together and catch each other's eye or something. Or maybe we could go on a nice moonlit walk and there'll be a squirrel and we'll both look the same way. Then we look to each other to see if, did you see that? And then the moon catches you right in the eye and, oh, pizza pie, it's amore. Or If you're digging me and I'm digging you, we could just knock that out of the way now, and you can know I'm attracted to you, know I want to kiss you, and know that if you ever want to kiss me, baby, I would do nothing more just to fuck her up right on your delicious kisses. I can show restraint. I can show restraint. I'm sorry. I know. At this point, it's not love. It's definitely lust at first sight. How about you tell me something important about you? Like your name, silly. Go ahead, tell me, what is your name? What would you like for me
To call you other than mine.
Oh, you're right. That's what I want to call you. Oh, darling, I like that name. Do you know I tend to put a E at the end of every name, so you know, even if there's already an E there, I tend to elongate it or do something. I don't know. I like cute, making names cute. I like giving your name only I call you. Well, no, I don't know what it'll be yet, but it might happen. Sorry if you don't like it. I'll try to quell it if it really bothers you. What kind of things are you into? Like, what do you do for fun? Oh no, I love video games so much. There's something so cathartic in just blowing the heads off something, just popping some zombie heads or something. It doesn't have to be a zombie, but just watching things disintegrate into a fine bloody mist is so satisfying. What? Oh, no, I promise you. I get it. I'm a girl gamer, but like, I do more than just lick controllers and handle joysticks, though I must say I'm pretty good at either one of those. If you care to take me for a spin, I can show you exactly how those skills go down, much like I do. I'm sorry, I can be good. Okay, so where do you come from? Me? I'm personally, I know I don't live there anymore, but I'm personally from Dallas, Texas. Really? Oh, no. I mean, I could tell by your voice there's some hints and glints in there. No, I think your voice is really, really scintillating. Like, it just triggers something in my head that just commands attention. In fact, I heard your voice before I even saw what you look like, and I was like, dang, he. I don't know what it is about it. But it's absolutely making my liver quiver. I should, in fact, get that checked out. I should. Would you like to be the one that's checking? Here, I can show you exactly on my body where it is. It's right here. I'm sorry. I get a little touchy-feely. It's just, what? No, I'm not trolling. What? No, I actually had that done to me. There was this guy I really had a crush on in high school, and he didn't even really pay too much attention to me until one day he was all over me, and I was just shocked. I was like, oh my God, like, does the dog finally get a bone? And turns out, no. He was just playing a prank when he found out that I had a crush on him, and so I told him, and invited me out on this date, and then he did show up, but I didn't see him. He was across the street filming it, and the video got around, and it was embarrassing, but it's okay. I shook it off, and it was perfectly fine. I would never do that to someone. Go ahead, ask Sarah. In fact, if I did that to you, she'd never talk to you again. She's such a sweetheart. I've learned to be super forward with the things that I want because honestly, I don't expect to get them. I don't actually think I'm even in your league. No, I mean it. No, I really mean it. Look how smart you are. Look how intelligent you are. How sweet you are. How good of a guy you are. Your parents will definitely never like me. I don't tend to go to meet parents. Your friends will tell you that I'm crazy. If you were smart, you would run in the opposite direction as far as you could go. Restraining orders would not piss me off. I completely understand why you did it. But yeah. What? I know, it's a little bit of a conundrum, isn't it? I don't expect to get anything that I go for. And I go for them because I rejection, I eat it for breakfast. There's almost a comfort in being denied yet again. If I haven't been denied in quite a while, I begin to wonder when is the next one coming. It's almost, it's actually an uncomfortable feeling now that I think about it. Really? You're the opposite? You're scared of it? Well, no, I know I'm never going to get anything that I want, so where's the fear in asking for it? I'll be pleasantly surprised if I get it, and, well, I'm just cynically, like, okay with not getting it. I'm a trash bag. No, I mean it. Like, I'm a trash bag. My own mom abandoned me twice. And anyways, I know, sad sob story. Girl with a bad background has abandonment issues and now just flings herself at anything that she desires. I'm sure there's some bipolar mixed in there or something. I don't know. I'm sure there's some chemical imbalance that would explain my malfunction, but let me tell you, if you so desire, I would love to see exactly how we function together repetitively over and over and over. And this tension between the two of us, I think, quite frankly, could be cut with a very, very thin knot. You're right, I should have said thick knife. I'm sorry, you've got my mind all over the place. I can't keep things straight. How about this? I get it. You're not one to just want to give it away. You're looking for something more long term. How about we just go pal around in her guest room? I know she won't have a problem with it that like that. She doesn't want it in her room, obviously. And we'll stop wherever you want to. We'll go exactly in whatever direction you desire. I mean, yes, technically, you did say that you desired to just have something more substantial. But what about just living in the here and the now? How about shedding from how you've been? Like, are you feeling something right now? Me too. I think we both have a similar stirring in a lower region. So we could just give in to biology. And here, give me your phone. No. What? I mean, I have no problem with that. Let me just go head off to the bathroom. I'll take you some quick little snapperinos. But I was going to put my phone number into your, well, phone. And you can even double check that it's really my phone number. And then give me a call afterwards. I guess that is a risk I could take. You could not call me after we do something, and then I'd be very disappointed, but also understanding, because trash bag, but also kind of expecting it. Why would someone so smart and so handsome? I can't believe ain't nobody called you handsome or cute to your face. I promise you they thought it. As I was saying, though, if you don't mind, I would love nothing more than to take your cute self back into that room and, well, think of, or rather do some things that only are usually described in polite society on the Discovery Channel. And then, if you call me, you call me. We set up a proper date. We can go your long form route too. Just oh, that's my hand. That's my hand. Okay. No, I'm glad. I'm glad. I'm glad. I'm glad I could convince you.
Oh my. No. I'm gonna use my when I shut at the door. Okay. It's not
and it's not a requirement. It's that you don't have to, but I absolutely think you should shut the hair, but I do. Oh, No, that's fine. No. Pardon me, you might want to undo the collar real fast so you can
that's baby. That's fine. That's great. That's that's fabulous. Just why don't you just oh, there we go. Undo the buckle in the back and then oh yeah. Oh, you like them? I'm glad you do now. Oh, you're so shy. It's fine. It's fine. Here, let me take your hand and you just grab mine and put it in your hands. There you go. Just with your fingers here. Well, you gotta get them wet. I get, I'm so sorry. I didn't have a lube ready and available. And just with your fingers, nice and wet. Pinch those nipples a little. Ah, oh, fuck, that feels good. Now that makes oh, it makes me. Makes my pussy so fucking wet. Oh, makes it start contracting. Contracting. That's well, so it makes my pussy grip onto your cock once it's in there. God, no. You don't know how bad I absolutely want you right now. God, you're so. Looks too. So, I'm sorry, I'm talkative when I'm taking my tongue and sliding it up and down your neck like. Sorry, too much teeth. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Feel free to use plenty on me, though. I love a nice bite. Fuck. Fuck, that feels good. Now, why don't you just nibble down on my shoulder and bring those lips right to my nipples and that, no, 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 that's, and then I'll just take my hand, just start sliding it to your pants and just, this button's gotta go. And so, oh no, this is perfect. Jesus. No, this is exactly what I like, I promise you. Oh my God, this feels so good. Jesus Christ, you have such a wonderful God. Oh, there we go. Yeah. No, it feels so good in my hand. I love your cock. I love the feel of your cock going up and down as I stroke you. I love the feel of it throbbing in my hands as you nibble on my nipples just like that. Feels so good. No, that feels absolutely wonderful. Fuck. No, I'm so glad that makes you so happy. Just stroking you like this. Fuck. Oh, no. Oh, my goodness. That delicious. Beats of now go ahead and feel me. I'm feeling far wetter than this. Just feel how nice and creamy I am.
Look at your fingers, they're all sticky. No, I just love lapping this. I'm gonna pre-come off my fingers. Now, how about I give you a little treat for saying yes to me, no? Oh no, I'm just heading down here and I'm gonna... No, I like it when it gets nice and sloppy, you know, a little to it. What's wrong with some culturally? Some pop culture references while getting a blowjob. It's great, right? No? Now put your hand on the back of my right here. There you go. Grip it with your fingers. No, so you can show me how you like it if you really start getting into it. Trust me, I can slow you down if need be. I'm back to what I was doing. Baby. No, that was... God, that was great. No, that was fabulous. No. Oh my God, my so fucking floppy. I'm telling you, just so much drool. No, don't worry, I'm a pro. I might have some sharp canines, but I know how to keep them out of the way of the important things, such as the head of this perfect cock. No, trust me, I much prefer for you to come inside me. I have a little bit of a, kink, breeding kink. Doesn't mean I don't like tasting the soldiers that came to the party earlier. No, I wasn't saying that's what you do, though. If you do, who cares? It just means we pregame some more, no? What? Oh, fine. What can I say? I like giving, but I'm kind of greedy, so I don't mind taking either. Now, why don't you just get on your knees for me and just... What? Then I can just lay back like a princess and have you... Oh, yeah, take that tongue and swirl it around my clit just like that. Fuck. Yeah, like that. Baby, that feels so good. No, I love it. God, you're good at this. No, fuck. Oh, that feels so good. Yeah. No, take your tongue and just lap it like that. Just right there while you take two fingers and shove it in an curve. Turn your fingers and curve them up, and you feel that right there. Just fuck. God, that's the spot. Fuck. God, you feel those juices just raining into your mouth. Fuck. No, you're so good at this. It's fuck. Fuck. Oh, there you go. Yes. Oh no, suck on my clip. Oh, there. Oh, like that. Suck on it while you finger fuck me so hard. Fuck. No. Fuck. No, not usually. It usually takes longer. I just haven't in so long. Oh, no, I hear sounds. I swear. No. That doesn't mean it's over, baby. Hardly. No, here. How about I? What? Darling, you never heard of doggy style, no? Here, why don't you come up from behind me? Yeah? You like the way my ass is shaped like a little heart? Tiny little snatch toys? Yeah, grab onto it. There you go. Now, line your cock up right with my right there. Now I'm just gonna reach under, grab my clit, and just fuck, the head of your cock is so big. Oh my god, no, fuck. Oh, you feel my pussy just, oh, gripping you so tight, fuck. Oh my god, no. I get to determine if it's big and fuck, it's barely going in. Fuck. Oh, this feels so good. No, this feels incredible. This feels so fuck. Fuck, this feels so good. Oh my god. What? No, I'm getting closer. Just leaning back towards you so I can with you from behind. Fuck, that feels good. No. Here. No, fuck me good and hard, yeah? Oh, fuck. Ah, fuck. Oh, harder. 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 Like that. Fuck. Fucking feel you throbbing. Yeah. Yeah, you're gonna paint my walls or you're gonna come deep, deep, deep inside me. You're gonna fuck me until I explode all over your cock, yeah? Yeah, you're gonna, oh god, spew those thick ropes of fucking hot come deep in my fuck right there. No, right there. What I needed, I. What? Oh, baby, no. I mean, that's entirely up to you. As I told you before, I'm so into you. I think you are the cutest thing that's ever existed. Oh my goodness, if you would do me the honor of setting up a date after this, I would love to do not only this again, but I'd love to do some traditional things with you too. Maybe catch a movie or go to the beach or, go to a museum or anything that you like. Even just sit at your place and play some video games. No, I'm not gonna lie, I'm definitely kissing you again. I'm gonna kiss you something. Now this feels like it's the start of something beyond special. Something for just, I don't know, me and you.